Yeah, good for you. That sounds like a project. Yeah, I've taken some electronic classes in the past, and I was actually working, believe it or not, I was an automotive technician there for a little while. Back in the 80s, when cars first started becoming electronic, with the oxygen sensors and the clicker carburetors and the mass airflow sensors and the vacuum and all that other stuff. And they sent me to an 8-day electronics class at GM Tech Center. And all of that stuff, it kind of stuck, you know. I mean, realistically, none of it's really changed. A transistor was a transistor, a NOR and a NOT and a AND and a, you know, all those things and parallel and series and all that stuff kind of stuck. The only thing that I couldn't remember was the inductor stuff. But then I just remembered, you know, to kind of like the inductor was basically a wire loop and it worked the same way a resistor did, sort of, kind of. So once I got all that stuff, then I just started getting over 80 all the time in the practice tests. And I go, okay, time to take it. I did it online, the W5YI group. They've been around a long, long time. I remember that back in the 80s when I was first started doing all this stuff. And that was the group that I did. I went and took it with. And they're pretty thorough. They make sure you don't cheat. I mean, you have to have your camera on your phone, and you have to have another camera on that's where they watch you. So they probably had a lot of people try to pull fast things over the years.